Country Bob FM.
Bob FM, Neil, probably should remind people you're going to stick around for the Bob-a-thon and then have little Terry Clark. No, excuse me, not Terry Clark. You're having Janie. No, who are you having on? It's Terry Clark today. Janie Fricke is tomorrow, correct?
No, Wednesday.
Wednesday. Okay, I
believe it's Wednesday for Terry, yeah.
Right,
I
yeah, mean, for Janie. Let me look at the schedule. Janie is Wednesday. Terry Clark today. After the Bob-a-thon brought to us by Logan Companies. If I'm not mistaken, do I have that right?
The Bob-a-thon is sponsored by Logan Companies.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
Yes.
Then Terry Clark after that.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, she's supposed to call right around 9:50.
All right. We'll hold her to it, I hope.
Yeah. I hope you'll be in there to answer the phone. I can't do it from
I'll
here
try.
Very well.
I'll try. Monday, June 22nd, 173rd day of the year, 1970, President Richard Nixon signed a bill changing the voting age from 21 to 18. Now, that was something that, Congress obviously voted on it. They passed it, and then the president signed it. It turned out then that the Supreme Court said, you know what, we really can't change the voting age without a constitutional amendment. So eventually, the next year in 71, it became the 26th Amendment. And it made sense because that was during the Vietnam era. And
sure.
If you were old enough to go fight in Vietnam and fight for your country, you should be able also to vote. And that was kind of the battle cry for that cause. Now, the whole voting age, you have one side that wants to lower the age to like 12. And then another side who'd like to raise the age to 30, it seems.
Oh, my.
Of course, I'm exaggerating.
I think it's fine right
I'm
where
exaggerating
it is.
A little bit there, but that has been the discussion. But right now it's at 18, and for the foreseeable future, I think it will stay at 18. But, you know, it does come with some responsibility. If you are voting and if you're 18 or 818, Be an educated voter. Look into these
candidates.
Look into these candidates and just don't listen to their campaign ads and their campaign speeches. Go back and listen to see what they have said in the past. Too many times they got all these fancy commercials and they say what they want to say to get elected. And then, you don't realize what they actually stand for. You got to go back and find out what they stand for.
Right.
Really stand for it, Neil. That's what I do with you. Background check almost daily. So this date, now let's go to 1981. And this happened. And of course, this became extremely famous.
Look, you can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious. That ball was on the line. Chalk flew up.
It was an historic day. I don't think that was center court. I think that was court one next to center court. Where it was obvious the ball was in, the chalk went flying. John McEnroe saw it. Everybody at court one saw it, except for the official there sitting in his chair up high above everybody. High and mighty, those high and mighty tennis officials at the net, Neil.
Now, much like all the other sports, they go to review.
Well, it's all automated.
There.
It's all automated.
Yeah,
it's animated. It's automated and animated. You can actually see the ball, kind of like the pitches now, the balls and strikes.
Right.
It's an animation that ends up being up on the scoreboard and on your television screen. But where would we be without John McEnroe? And the sad part about this, all of us going to this computer officiating and all this stuff, we wouldn't have those moments. We wouldn't have Earl Weaver going bonkers, being mic'd up and yelling at the umpire. All this stuff, Lou Piniella throwing bases and the Billy Martin stuff. That stuff's all gone. I mean, every now and then you get something like that, but it's just...
it's unfortunate.
It's unfortunate, but I guess that's where we're headed. So that was 1981. I got some more sports stuff here for you.
Eloise and Carl, it is certainly a great pleasure to be here in front of all our fans this evening to introduce a person that has been trying to purchase a team for the last 5 years And I know he is a person that everybody here in the state of Minnesota will relish. He's a true Minnesotan. And my sister and I selected this one person to take over the running of the Minnesota Twins.
Calvin Griffith, he'll eventually get around to introducing Carl Pohlad, Carl and Eloise, this date at the Metrodome before a Twins game. Calvin Griffith basically signed over the Minnesota Twins to Carl Pohlad, and that was his date in 1984. Now, I know a lot of people aren't all that happy with the Pohlads, how they're running the team now, payroll, trading players, those kind of things, trimming payroll after making the playoffs. That kind of stuck and was a bit of a sour note. But you got to remember, in 84, this team was close to moving, and the Pohlad swooped in. And Calvin Griffith said something there that I didn't know. I didn't realize that Carl Pohlad and his group and his family, he and his wife, had been trying to buy the Twins for 5 years.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
I thought he was like a last-minute bidder kind of thing, swooping in, all right, I'll be the one to save the team. But actually, he'd been trying for 5 years, according to Calvin Griffith. And
if you think the Pohlads were cheap and you weren't around during the Griffith era, oh, boy. You want to talk about tight with the buck?
He was making the people in the concessions after the games go and pick up the cups, wash them out, and reuse them. Pretty much.
That. Yeah. I mean, if you had a good year for the Twins, that was a good way to get yourself shipped off to another team.
Right, right. Or get your payroll cut, get your paycheck cut.
Right.
You get cut instead of a raise.
Right.
So that was this date, 1984. Twins had some new owners, and of course the Pohlads continued to own it to this day, to the chagrin of some. 2011 in the news this date.
He had been on the lam, wanted for more than a decade.
He is a predator in every sense of the word, and took advantage of the very community that he was from.
Alleged mobster James Whitey Bulger fled Boston in late 1994 as federal agents were about to arrest him in connection with 19 killings, racketeering, and other crimes that spanned the early 1970s to mid-1980s.
It was quite a run there for Whitey Bulger. Now, that wasn't the Whitey that was Beaver's friend, was it? On Leave It to Beaver? Because he had a friend, Whitey.
Yeah, I think they were different guys.
All right, Whitey Bulger arrested. He had been on the lam and on the run. 2011, he was sentenced to life in prison, but then he was killed by fellow inmates in 2018. They had enough of his act, Neil.
Yeah.
In prison. He tried to run the same racket in prison that he'd been running in the rackets that he'd been running outside of prison, and the fellow inmates said, that's it. We will see you later. Let's move on to birthdays now.
Please lock me away and don't allow the day here inside.
Know your Peter and Gordon. It's one half of Peter and Gordon, Peter Asher. Gordon left us a few years ago, but Peter Asher is still with us. A number of hits. They kind of rode in on the coattails of the Beatles as far as the British invasion, Neil.
Yep, they did well, though.
And Peter Asher, happy birthday to him. He's 82.
Hello, it's me.
Todd Rundgren's on the list here today.
Great singer.
He is 78, singer-songwriter, multi-instrumentalist as well. We gotta get you a woman. That's when he was with, what was the group he was with? Rupp or something. It started with an R, and I can't think of it right now. We gotta get you a woman. Hello, it's me.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Bang the Drum All Day. Remember he did that? But Todd Rundgren today is 78. Meryl Streep is on the birthday list here today. Meryl Streep, I think.
Satisfying?
Hey, you know what? You want to go see that new Meryl Streep movie?
Meryl Streep?
You don't like her?
She's okay.
Yeah. Jerry doesn't like Meryl Streep.
Oh, that Meryl Streep. She's such a phony baloney.
She has won Academy Awards and Emmy Awards. And Rufus? No, that's not the group. I'm still trying to think of Todd Rundgren's group that
know,
he was in.
I am too.
We got to get you a woman. I'm pretty sure it starts with an R. I'm pretty sure I knew it last week, and now I don't know it this week. That's frustrating. But Meryl Streep today is 77, the bionic woman.
Oh, you're a school teacher, huh? Who can jump two stories?
Actually, it's three stories. Lindsay Wagner, the bionic woman, here today.
A pile driver for a right arm?
Well, then you know what this right arm can do, don't you? To you.
Oh, yeah, I love that sound. Don't you love that sound?
I do.
The bionic sound of Lindsay Wagner, bionic woman. Of course, $6 Million Man was played by Ryan O'Neal, as we all know. Lindsay Wagner is 77. Did you find out who, did you look up Todd Rundgren's group yet?
No, I didn't.
I didn't think so.
I can, though.
You don't have to. Lindsay Wagner, 77 today. She had some wild hair. What a singer. She's a great songwriter, too. And then got involved in wrestling. We had the rock and wrestling connection. You know, the WWF with Hulk Hogan might not have even gotten as big just with Hulk Hogan had Cyndi Lauper not got in there with the whole rock and wrestling thing. Quite a connection. Cyndi Lauper, how old do you think she is? She's 73 now. Did you know that? 73?
Yeah. Okay.
73 for Cyndi Lauper. One of my favorite Vulcans.
We'll turn them over to Ferengi authorities when we get there.
Captain, I must remind you that the Ferengi are not members of the Federation. They are not bound by the Prime Directive. I remind you, madam, that this rickety barge and its half-witted crew are your only hope at the moment.
Neil, here to tell us what the Prime Directive is, Neil Freeman.
Don't know.
It is what it is. It's kind of cool. It's the Star Trek law that you do not meddle and change the future of non-warp capable civilizations and planets. So if you live on a planet that can't travel in space and doesn't have warp capability on your ships, people that do have the warp capable ships, hence the Federation, Star Trek,
sure,
and all that stuff, you can't meddle in there and give them the technology or, you know, show your true colors that you're
right
advanced.
If I said Utopia, would that sound right to you?
That's not right. No, no, that was a different band he was in. I'm pretty. Okay. It's hey, I'm just gonna. Maybe the golfing farmer who's gonna be golfing today. Maybe he even chimed in here. Let's see.
Nas.
Runt.
Oh, Runt. Yes.
Runt was it. Yes, indeed. That was Runt.
Oh yeah, here it is.
Yeah, there you go.
He was with several different bands.
Yeah, he bounced around a little bit. So Lindsay Wagner, 77. Cyndi Lauper, 73. Tim Russ, who played my fifth favorite Vulcan. He was from Voyager's Tuvok. Happy birthday to him today. He is 72.
Oh, I see. You know what type I am, and you got me all figured out.
Well, let me take a shot. You're an economics major. You voted for Reagan. You're in the debating club and the young executives club. And you wear a jacket and tie everywhere you go.
I think she nailed it right there, Alex P.
She shows you what you know. I quit the debating club last spring.
That's Tracy Polin, who eventually became his real-life wife.
Oh, wow. Okay.
From Family Ties, played Ellen, and they had a romance on the show, and then that turned into a real-life romance, which is kind of cool. Tracy Polin, happy birthday, 66.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me.
Lead singer of the Bare Naked Ladies.
5 days since you laughed at me, saying, get back together,
come back and see Stephen Page. 56 today. Just mention this guy because I watched the biopic on him, starring Shazam. The guy who played Shazam plays Kurt Warner in that movie. Kurt Warner. Again, a great story. We talked about it last week.
Yes. Yeah, I got to watch that.
Yeah, it's good. It's a great story called The American Underdog. Kurt Warner, the quarterback, he sliced and diced our defense in that 99 season.
Yeah, he did. Weren't alone, though.
No,
yeah, he did that
no,
too.
No.
And he had quality receivers, as I recall.
Yeah, exactly. Kurt Warner.
Greatest show on turf, you
is,
said.
Is 55.
I'm covering for him. He and Sam went on a little trip to. You know what? It's not important.
Oh, no. Finish your thought.
I didn't want to be the one to tell you this. Kim had a medical conference in Anaheim, and so JD went and took Sam to Disneyland.
That's impossible, because he and I swore to each other that since neither one of us has ever been to Disneyland, that we would go for our 40th birthday together.
What do you want me to say?
I want you to tell me that he's not at Disneyland right now. Can you tell me that?
No.
You know what? Adults move on, and that's what I'm doing right now. I'm moving on. How do you want to handle tonight's workload?
Okay, I was thinking...
I can't do it, Elliot! You know, I tried!
You ever watch that show Scrubs? He was Turk. That was a funny cast, and they brought Scrubs back, and I think he's doing it. Donald Faison is 52 today. He was also the running back Petey in the football movie. Remember the Titans?
Oh, sure.
Remember that? He was the one who couldn't hold on to the ball. He fumbled all the time. He's 52, and our rapper of the day is Corey Guns.
Corey Guns.
Corey Guns with a Z, 39.
Okay. And that is my cue?
You're cued.
Gone, but
said
not
I'm
forgotten. We've got Gone, but Not Forgotten today. Let's start the list. Where should we start the list?
How about Father Walton?
Okay, always pay attention. Ralph don't take unfair advantage of any man. Don't let any man take unfair advantage of you. Find yourself a good woman. Remember, you're my son.
Yes, sir.
Pretty good advice there from John Sr. to John Boy.
John Boy, absolutely. Ralph Waite played the dad, played the father, and did it well on the Waltons. Had a big family. Born on this day, 1928. What about singer, songwriter, actor, and one of Allie Gray's favorites, Kris Kristofferson, born on this day, 1936.
Freedom's just another word for nothing left to do. Nothing ain't worth nothing, but it's free.
How good was he in the Convoy movie, though? Think about that for a moment.
Oh, yeah.
And
he was
Blade.
Really a guy. Yeah, he did a great job acting. Of course, Star is Born. A lot of films. He did some westerns with the rest of the guys. From The Highwayman, they did a great job. But, I think his greatest gift is still his songwriting. Kris Kristofferson, born on this day, 1936. CBS newsman. Ed Bradley, remember him from 60 Minutes, 1941.
Hear that ticking? It's ticking.
If you talk to some top U.S. law enforcement officials, they'll tell you, mostly off the record, that the Clinton administration is afraid to get tough on corrupt Mexican officials who are involved in the drug trade for fear of endangering our commercial ties with Mexico.
That's a familiar voice right there from 60 Minutes.
What's that? Oh, sure. Thank you. We just had a donation here to the Living Foundation. Thank you, Connie, for that. Where was I? That was Ed Bradley. Yes, born on this day, 1941. David Lander was in Laverne and Shirley. You have to, if you don't remember him, you remember his voice, 1947.
And there is no reason on earth why Prince Charming cannot walk through our front door. Hello. All right, come on down to here.
Got your dresses.
Who didn't love Lenny and Squiggy, right?
You had to. He was Squiggy, and that was David L. Lander, born on this day, 1947. He was in Snow Dogs and The Green Mile, Dances with Wolves. Graham Greene, a fine actor, born on this day, 1952. And 2 years later, in 1954, we had the man, Jack Albertson, last week. Now the guy who was Chico, Freddie Prinze, 1954.
Louis, what's bugging you? It's the same filth we deliver to you every morning.
That filth is clean. I'm talking about that filth out there.
Hey, they painted the mural, man. They must have done that last night.
That wall is rated X.
It may be rated X to you, but to me it's rated LG.
LG, what do you mean?
Looking good.
Hey, how about a cameo from Scatman Carruthers there?
Oh, always welcome here on the Bob Almanac, Scatman Carruthers. But Freddie Prinze sadly took his own life at a very young age. And Freddie Prinze, 1954, they're all gone, but not forgotten.
Bobathon, Ring of Fire, Johnny Cash, Earl Thomas Conley, Right from the Start, or Southern Pacific, Any Way the Wind Blows.
Oh, boy.
Tough, right?
I know, I probably shouldn't, but I'm going Southern Pacific this morning.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDBG, Albany, KDBG.